It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 977.
Happy, what is it, Thursday?
Feels like Wednesday.
Oh, it feels like midnight because it's 6:30. It is 6:30 a.m. It's still dark here in Melbourne where we are. Bit of an early one this morning.
Yeah, it's just after 6 a.m. Thanks for joining us. Getting up early, things can sometimes be a little bit harder, or it's just like, you know, you're getting your clothes.
Mm.
Nothing more annoying. I feel like this would definitely have happened to you.
Mm.
You have washed clothes. You grab them and for some reason they have a smell to, like, mm, they've got some damp smell.
Yeah. Very annoying.
Any tips?
Is that you right now?
No. So, no, I'm really happy that I found a shirt that wasn't, but I was pissed off because had done a big wash. But then the other thing
there's a few key facts.
Okay.
I'll tell
you what happened. Did a key wash on, so it's Thursday now, would have been Monday.
Well, it's a public holiday, so.
Yeah. Put them out, no, it wasn't Monday. It must have been Sunday. It was when it was an okay day weather-wise and I was wrapped and I put it in the backyard because I was like, we'd had some problems when we just leave it, when we leave the laundry indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I put it outside for a day and then I probably put the washing on outside at about 2 p.m. and then by the start of the next day, I think I brought it in, right? That can't be right.
Mate, no, just get I'm getting to the point, really, you got rained on.
No, it didn't get rained on. This is what I'm trying to say.
So, it didn't dry.
So, it hasn't been rained on. And so, then-
That was a long way to get to that.
No, but I brought it in. But this is the big part of the story. This is the bit that everyone's been waiting for. Are you ready for it?
Fucking, I hope. I hope I haven't been waiting for it.
Yes,
I'm waiting for it to finish. If it's finishing now, this is good.
Yesterday, Bree smelt my clothes and said that it smelt, and she put it back on the wash for me whilst I was at work. And so I came. I was assuming that this morning I would wake up to fresh clothes, but we're having real issues.
With the muddiness of that story, something's missing there. Because this only happens to clothes that have either been left in the washing machine for a period of time.
We've washed
after
the washing
they've
machine.
Washed.
We've washed the washing machine as well. But do you know when you get washing done overseas or whatever, and they have a spray? Have you seen this?
No.
They have a spray they use, like
inside
an aerosol spray.
Yeah.
That they put on the clothes after it, which is like a nice laundry
never
smell.
Never seen that.
Okay. I'm wondering whether that's a thing. Maybe.
No, it's nothing to do with that. My top smells fine. If anything, yes. I'm the anomaly in the smell.
Well, so it has.
Like, I stink.
It's the new place that we're staying at. And so I don't know. Like.
Well, I think it's something. It's human error.
I don't think it is.
Your washing machine is smarter than you.
No, we're doing so many like different versions. It's like maybe.
So every load stinks.
It's like
all your clothes.
Yeah, no, it's probably half the time it stinks, and then half the time I think we get lucky. But that's why I think that it was an outside
job
thing. Yeah, if you do it outside, job. It was fine.
Well, have you got a dryer?
It's part of the washer, yeah.
Oh, it's a washer-dryer.
But I don't trust...
Never trust a washer-dryer.
Yeah.
It's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, no, I don't trust dryers in general.
Dude.
There's no such thing as a shortcut.
Dude. Dryers saved our life.
Do you remember those Everlane, that t-shirt? Were you drying that? Everlane?
Oh, no. That was just a cooked t-shirt, I reckon. Like, some of them, like, you know, like the neck, the seam of the neck... Just cooks, like if that, you know, gets hit by a dryer. It's like I said, I don't want a dish in my house that can't be put in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I don't want clothes that can't be dried by a dryer.
But your neck.
We paid fucking $1,300. I didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
Amy bought it. I appreciate it for a dryer.
Yes.
A clothes dryer.
Just the dryer,
dude. This thing is better last us 25 years. I know. It better last us 25 years.
What's the deal?
Well, this is how much they cost. This is how much they cost. It's a big one, mm-hmm. but it's got a drawer that you pull out, and it's this big container that it absorbs. It takes all of the moisture from mm-hmm. the clothes. Mm-hmm. Remember back in the day, you'd walk into your, not sure if you had one, but we had this shitty old thing on the wall, mm-hmm. and it was like an industrial one, but you know, it almost looked like a toy compared to an industrial mm-hmm. one. Same vibe though.
Yeah.
Open the door, just close, and it starts working instantly.
Yes,
just douche, just tumbling. I loved
towels
it.
Towels are fine.
Loved
I trust
it.
Towels,
but that would make the whole laundry wet, like the whole thing, like the walls, you know, like moisture in it was like a shower.
Condensation.
Yeah. And so this thing takes it into a drawer, and then you pull the drawer out, and it's just got like this little hole up on the top left-hand side. You go over and you pour it into the sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's so satisfying, like pouring out all the water that came out of your clothes, and then you chuck it back in. This thing is amazing, dude.
And so you do everything. So the thing with your
necks.
We're
doing four loads sometimes because of-
Like I
now, this t-shirt's old. This is fucked. This is not my good one.
Okay. Because I think that like I've been thinking a lot about t-shirts and like just having less stuff.
Mm.
And so I'm trying to find, because the thing is I was getting away for a while with a lot of merino stuff, right? Like, so I was doing the merino wool thing.
It's because you weren't washing traveling. It, getting away well, with so it. What do you mean?
Well, no, this is what I mean. So when I was traveling,
when were
I
you
had,
last traveling?
I know. This is the thing.
This guy. Well, this is in the pandemic for fucking.
But this is the thing. I'm still referencing the clothes that I was wearing then. And so.
Oh, because you were wearing the clothes from the traveling.
No, because remember, the reason why I got all of these merino t-shirts was designed for this nomadic lifestyle where it's like, I had maybe 10 or six or seven t-shirts that were all this woolen prints merino. I talked about it a lot. They were a merino blend rather than just merino wool. And I didn't wash them that much. Like we could get away with, and that's probably why that whole spray thing. I have more references of laundry traveling.
Wash and fold in the States.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Cheap.
Exactly.
Cheap.
And so anyway, but I'm trying to, like, I want to be like, I'm not going to go out and say I'm the laundry guy because I'm definitely not the laundry guy yet. But I was anticipating the issues with the smell, and so I was watching a lot of YouTube on the weekend of people like how to make things smell.
How to troubleshoot?
Nothing great. But the concern. So what I was going to say is the t-shirt thing. I'm trying to find t-shirts that will do well over a long period of time.
Yeah, sure. There is something that would probably solve it, vinegar.
They do suggest that, putting that in the washing machine.
Yeah, definitely. We do it. So, how is vinegar? Vinegar is like this.
Magic.
Like, mm-hmm. we have vinegar and mix it with bicarb, and then you've got some fucking amazing. Like, because we're dealing with so much washing, and not lately in terms of Bodie's sheets because he hasn't been wetting the bed. Right. Let's clap him. Hasn't been wetting the bed. 4-year-old starting to get nappy trained. Mm-hmm. Like he's starting to get toilet trained. I mean, as in not wetting the bed, he can take himself to the toilet now,
mm-hmm.
which is very good. But you sometimes walk
in.
Can
he wipe his ass?
Yeah, he can actually. I don't trust
That's
it.
Very good.
Don't trust it.
Okay, you sure?
How
do you know when you will trust it?
I don't know.
It's just a fucking good question, though, isn't it? It's like, there's got to be some point where you trust him.
I know, because, I mean, you can get
five, six, seven.
I once watched Embarrassing Bodies, that show, and this guy came in and had his ass inspected, and Dr. Christian just said to him, you need to revisit your wiping technique. He thought he had a leaking asshole.
Yes.
But he just couldn't wipe his ass properly.
I think that I reckon
can I have that contract back that I signed? I don't want that going out. Sorry, Josh, you actually just don't know how to wipe your asshole. There's no medical issue.
That was a popular episode though too, because that was, I've seen that half a dozen times. Don't you think that specific episode?
Yeah.
And so Bodie's not pissing the bed, which is great.
Well, you can walk in, and if he has done it, if you're a parent, or if you've pissed the bed and then you've slept in it for quite some time, there's something toxic about this. It turns toxic.
Yes.
It turns like it's a chemical in the air. And so that's
someone's brewing something.
Seriously. Seriously, dude. And then
fermented,
anyway,
probably.
Yeah, it's like fermented. Oh, it's
probably
dude,
alcohol. He's probably producing alcohol, isn't it?
Mate. And so then the smell in the sheets, how do you get that out? Because it doesn't just one wash with detergent, you know, powders doesn't do it. So you need vinegar poured into it. So you, but Amy does the vinegar clean on a lot of things. But even
vinegar
like, clean,
so you just add vinegar to the
washing machine.
No, but like as in with the clothes in
it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
I could be the vinegar guy.
That can, yeah, that can neutralize some of the smells. Okay. And so, I don't know. You got to try anything at this point. Yeah.
And the videos were so bad on YouTube.
What are they? Just
it's
like,
just like...
Hey, it's John here. Had an issue with...
Yeah, I think it's like a lot of people being like, oh, you know what? Like, I think I'm pretty good at washing. I'm going to start a YouTube channel. But they just talk... like, there's not much to it, right? Like, at the end of the day, they put these... You know, it's a fragrance patch or something in the dryer or the washing machine or whatever. But they're like, it becomes a 12-minute video of them just talking about it. You know, sometimes there's nothing better. The reason why I put the stuff outside was because I watched a woman speak for 12 minutes about how there's nothing better than the smell of fresh air on your clothes. and she'd created a room.
What does fresh air smell like?
Just clean. But she even created
scentless.
A room. Yeah, she created a room in her house where she would open up all the doors. Like, she could open the doors in the room and she would put a dehumidifier on and that would help as well. So, anyway, it's just top of mind
You've
at the
just
moment.
Got
if
hippies.
Anyone, hi at thedailytalkshow.com, have you got any suggestions? Because it would be nice to be able to, with confidence, and I've thought about also, like, for my family, but like, with confidence, be able to clean. You know, get my clothes done by me. The fragrance thing, though, I feel like there's families that have this certain fragrance. I remember,
Yeah, I don't think it's thought about like that, though. It's just what washing detergent.
Yeah.
Do we get what powder we get?
Yeah.
But I reckon if we did a sniff test in the office,
I think we've spoken about this.
Yeah. But like, if there was just three t-shirts, the same one, but had been washed by George, Jess, or myself. I'd put my money on it that you could pick my one. Not even that you know my smell, but just that it just becomes, you know, it's on people. You just start it's just vibing. You don't even sort of necessarily, I don't ride over, you know, Josh's smelling like a bit florally. It just gets embedded in my mind and then I reckon I could sniff your top out.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Bodhi, when we're at daycare, like I sniff sometimes, that sounds weird. No, but sometimes like clothes get put in his bag. I'm like, is this his?
Is this actually his?
And then I'm like, nah, not his. And so I know if the only issue is if some other parent got that clothes in their bag and then washed it and then took it back and put it in. So I'm like a you
it's
know,
real primal
German Shepherd, you know, cop dog that's lost his scent, just fucking a bit tweaked. Like, what's going on? What's going on?
I also made nachos last night.
Mate, they look the ingredients look good.
Yeah, the ingredients look good.
You did all the right stuff.
Yeah.
But nightmare.
The microwave just for some reason.
Hang on. You used a microwave for your nachos?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I've always used a microwave.
Really?
For the nachos.
But you grew up having Doritos as your base of nachos.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, I just thought like microwaves are way less fuss.
I know.
An oven, don't you think? But no, but I'm also that guy. Like, I am the guy. Like, when I was a kid, hated soggy stuff. I was like, put everything should go in the oven, right? It tastes better in the oven. But then, yeah, I just had a moment where I prepared the nachos. And then I was like, actually, I don't know if. What?
I was just thinking. Last night, I was like, oh, fucking JJ's, you know. Getting the ingredients to cook his miso, really nice sort of homemade nachos.
Yeah.
And then you fuck it by using the microwave.
But I nearly got a, Jess was talking yesterday about how she uses like a baking tray.
Shame.
And I couldn't find a baking tray.
Oh, you don't have one?
We do have one, but Bree had gone to the shops. Mm. And so she was like, oh, you know what? I'll get some form of dessert for us. Something small.
Cute.
They were like little chocolate love heart things. She'll do that while I cook. And so I didn't want to be like, ah, where's this? Where's that? And also Brie doesn't cook that much either. So we don't like, we both like, mate, we take a little bit of time.
A phone call's better than coming home to soggy nachos.
So what's the soggy? So where it went wrong for people playing at home was that the plate broke in half in the microwave.
How long did you put it in the microwave for?
Put it for 2 minutes and then did another 2 minutes. And on the second 2 minutes, about a minute in, so 3 minutes in total, I heard a pop. And yeah, I actually was like, oh, it's like, but I was watching the cheese the bottom was becoming sort of lavarous.
Yeah.
Whereas, sorry, the bottom, did I say the top? The bottom was becoming lavarous, but
where
the top.
All the chips out, yeah.
The top,
cheeses.
Because I always feel like people are too stingy on the cheese. And so I sort of do a little bottom layer and then like every single, like I do like for every four corn chips.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And so anyway, it was looking like it was still going. But then, I go to take it out of the microwave and only half the plate. It was very annoying. And so,
oh, dude.
I don't know what the lesson is. Like,
the lessons, don't use a microwave for, here's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Preheat oven, even fan forced. Preheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you get it up 160, 170, preheated,
mm-hmm.
and then you chuck your tray in.
Mm-hmm.
With your nut, like it just gets through the layers.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing the multiple cheese, it gets like multiple levels, gets to it all.
I just don't know how quick. Because the other thing, the groceries for the nachos, $30.
Yeah, but the problem, so I've been catering our shoots
mm-hmm.
the last couple of days with some brekkie birches.
They've been delicious.
See, it's an upfront expense.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the time you've made 8 birches
mm-hmm.
and it's cost $30, think about that.
So, but I need to have nachos 3 days in a row to make that really worthwhile, don't you think?
Yeah. It's a bit
and
of an
also,
issue with
yeah,
nachos.
But even 12, like, so, sorry, even if it was 2 days in a row to be able to get the money's worth of the nachos,
who
is like, say if you were ever getting stuff delivered, would you be like, you know what? I know we had nachos last night, but I want it again tonight.
Did you have? Yeah, I've done that. It's mm-hmm. sickening. But did you have meat in it?
No. So two avocados. Two avocados.
$30.
Yeah. The avocados was great. The guacamole, red onion, a spring onion because I panicked. Didn't need the spring onion. I used the red onion.
So you've the sunk cost.
Yeah. This is the problem with doing boring stuff. I'm boring the fuck out of myself describing these ingredients.
No, but all I'm trying to look at is when you're buying stuff,
mm-hmm.
I preempt. So, say I get all the ingredients for nachos. I also make the meat with the onions and the black beans and the mm-hmm. salsa all together. But mm-hmm. then that makes me 4 or 5 other meals.
Yes.
As well as mm-hmm. the meat or the, you know, the coating for the mm-hmm. nachos. I don't just go out and buy $30 of ingredients for nachos. Yeah. But then I also don't do them in the microwave.
Yeah. it wasn't very good. But just good to be back in the game.
Yeah, it is, mate, isn't it?
You know, just, you know. And so I feel like then I got confident and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to have the guys around for a barbie. Like, I'm starting to, even though it was such a loss, we could still eat them. Like, I got the two plates and put them together under another plate.
Yeah,
and
solid.
Then tipped the thing into a bowl.
Yeah. I tell you, there is nothing worse. And if this has ever happened to you, you'll fucking feel my pain. If you're cooking and you've got, say, bolognese,
mm-hmm.
that's a big one. Or even like a nacho base, so the mix or the mm-hmm. taco, you know, beef, and something chips, like a piece of glass chips, and it goes into the mix.
Not good.
If you have a kid, you're like, I can't, like, how?
Yeah.
How can you then serve that up?
Uh-huh.
You're stressing about, like, even a shard mm-hmm. of glass, like,
mm-hmm.
it's ruined. I've thrown a whole meal out, like a whole probably $30 of food.
What about like Best Befores? I was telling you how all the black beans that I bought in best my
before,
panic
Best
Before
is exactly that. They're just saying yeah, it's Best Before. Used by is what you're
exactly.
looking for.
No, but so what's your limit on a Best Before?
Depends on what aisle you're in. So if you're in the frozen food section.
So like the canned bean aisle.
Mate, you could eat. I saw a guy, there's this YouTuber, Aussie guy.
Doesn't
who
make
built
it right.
a tree house.
Yeah.
But I'm just, this is outlines fucking how resilient your guts can be. He was doing these big walks, like 50 Ks, and he was finding, have you ever seen a bottle of Pepsi or Coke that has been left on the ground or in the sun and like it loses bleach, its color? It goes from black to
like a caramelly color or whatever.
Piss color.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like
yeah.
This guy drank this.
For views.
Well, he reckons it's like if you needed water, if you needed liquids, you could go to this and it's usually not going to be that bad for you. Like you're not going to, I don't, he's not a scientist. Yeah. He's a guy that builds tree houses.
Yeah. But, it's a weird flex for him.
But I was like, oh my God, I've thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, like, it's, yuck. Yeah, but he's, like a, but he was fine. He reckons he's fine. So you use by on, oh, so you best before on cans. I reckon you've got a couple of months. I mean, Jess Lucas thinks that you've got a couple of months of your stir fry left left in the fridge.
Well, yeah, well, she cooked something on Wednesday.
Last week.
And then expected to eat it on Tuesday, nearly a week, and it had meat.
Yeah, it's all. She dances with the devil.
Uh-huh. It's not worth it, you know?
I mean, this is, Amy does too, but I have to just come in because she's pregnant. You can't do that. She's less about it now, but like, yeah, she was.
What's the mindset of someone that's doing that?
I don't know. I think if you haven't got sick before, and you're, and you're like, oh, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Eat leftovers for days and days.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You go and eat a sandwich from a little bodega or some, you know, like a little corner store. How long's that chicken been there? Mm. How long's that roasted chook that you're putting into your sanger been there? How long's that cheese slice been there? Like, a lot of it's daily, but there is probably a few days between, it's,
We were at a school and you were saying that a parent was complaining at the office about a use by date or best before of a chocolate bar.
Well, they said use by, but who knows? I mean, the thing is, I've eaten chocolate that is so old, but somehow it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think if there's meat involved, fucking look at yourself.
Dairy, like,
dairy, look at yourself.
Yeah. But even like milk chocolate. I got a chocolate bar on our road trip to the 12 Apostles, Port Campbell. Is that in Port Campbell. Went to the servo where I nearly ran out of petrol. Felt like I deserved a chocolate bar after that. Bought one, picked it up, felt that it didn't feel like the shape that it should be, got it anyway. And it was like an abomination. It was like gone white powdery.
And I ate it anyway.
Yeah. What a sad fuck I am. And I ate it. And I sort of misinterpreted the whole. So I'd forgotten that I'd said, oh, there's an ice cream shop down there. We can get ice cream, right? And so I go into the servo to get the petrol and Diavella's getting some waters or whatever. And I said, oh, do you want anything? Like, should we get a chocolate bar or whatever? He's like, oh, I'm thinking about getting ice cream. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. And in my head, I thought he meant ice cream at the servo. I forgot about the nice ice cream shop. So, I get the fucking chocolate bar and sit already like fucking eating it as I'm going. And then like 30 seconds later, we're in an ice cream shop and I'm ordering ice cream. What sort of animal am I?
You're nachos in the microwave animal.
Yeah.
Look, the nacho thing, I've done it when I'm desperate.
Which bit?
The nachos in the microwave.
No, the part of the microwave bit wasn't meant to be anything crazy. That's how Mum and Dad made them.
Yeah, I know.
And so they
also did use Doritos. You've upgraded to.
Well, I mean, Jess uses CC's.
Does she?
Yeah. She loves
CC's. She's really broken her diet.
Yeah.
You know, she's fucking letting.
Do you think there's any difference?
Yeah.
Okay. But no,
just salt contents, sugar in the season. Like all those chips have sugar in them.
Yeah.
It's just you can do a version of nachos that are somewhat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
healthier.
Anyway, the big thing, and this is the pushback I had over the weekend with myself. I think I may have mentioned it on yesterday's show about like progress, like when I'm making progress and I'm like, oh, maybe I make this a thing. And one of them was, is there a subscription service out there on like how to be a grown up?
Sure, there is.
Like it would be great.
It was called almost 13 years of school.
No, but you don't learn all that stuff. Nah, you do not learn.
You didn't do cooking?
So, home economics. Yeah, but like not a crazy, no, like it was all about the teacher just trying to keep everyone in control. Like everyone fucking
How
not.
The fuck do kids learn then? Like it's school, it's home.
It's home. Like I think it's home, but like the thing is I wasn't very good. You know, household of three boys. It was, I don't think we did a great job of instilling, like, I think what mum and dad would say is like, oh, the boys just wouldn't fucking do anything. But not to say what I would do if I was a parent. But like, isn't there like a certain amount of like discipline around, like, you got to fucking do, you got to fucking, you got to do the washing. Like, I can't believe that I didn't do the washing. I didn't do chores. And the thing, it's very rich to be like, oh, what are you doing, mum and dad? I should have been doing the chores. But I wish I
reckon I
did.
If you were single as an adult for longer, you probably, you might not have. But I lived by myself. Mm-hmm. I was single and having to cook my own. Like, who else is going to do it? I didn't have enough money to buy food out every night.
But I like it. And so the thing is that I would, and I'm not just saying this out of the novelty of it, I always feel better when I'm contributing and I'm doing stuff and all that sort of thing. And so I was thinking it'd be great to have a subscription.
There's a fallback. When you have a partner, you can rely on them a bit more. I rely on Amy.
Yes.
Like we spread the load when you didn't have to do that and it was all you, or you when you didn't have the option of that.
And because we don't even cook, because Bree was like, when was the last time we actually cooked? Like we don't fucking cook at all. But I would like to, do all these things. But I think that things like washing,
dishwasher.
Dishwasher. So, like, every fucking dishwasher is different. And then it stacks fucking differently.
Yeah, but this is, once you use yours, you're not living in six houses. And get to know your dishwasher.
So, this is what I'm saying. Get to know your dishwasher is fucking a great headline. How do you get to know your dishwasher?
Use it. How do you get to know your girlfriend? Use it. No. Hang out with it. What's up? What are you up to today?
No,
just hanging with my dishwasher.
No, but the thing with the dishwasher is it's like,
love it, clean it.
But so many times Bray's like, oh my god, why'd you put a bowl in there like that? That's gonna fill up with water. I'm like, how the fuck else can you put it up?
Because
it's
need like, some lessons.
But the thing is that they're like the dishwasher that I had versus the dishwasher that I have now is different. So I think that I think creatively, I'm like, oh, you know what, I can probably stack it like this. But surely we can have some form of universal knowledge around this. So I think about water.
It's interest level. How do you know SEO? Mm-hmm. How can you rank a site number one on Google in a tricky industry, but you can't fucking stack a dishwasher?
Flying hours, but that's what I'm saying. If I can get into the flying, I don't believe that I'm just bad at this. Like, you know, people say I'm bad at cooking, I'm bad at this. It's like, no, you just haven't put in the time and the effort.
Well, I've put in the time and effort and never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's how it works.
But that's my point.
Because if we did a series of Josh Learns to Adult, check 1 year later, you'd be on the streets.
Don't you think though that there should, like, how good it would be to have a subscription? Think about when you're a single guy.
What I mean, it's the one bit is men. I would be defeated if I had to use a service like that. In my mind, I'd be disappointed in myself. So how do you
learn that stuff?
You just do it. You just have to. We had a dishwasher at home. Mm-hmm. We'd stack it every now and then. Like, of course, I push back. Kids push back. Mm-hmm. I think the deal you're in with children is push back on chores, but you need them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're asking how do you get them to, how do you learn otherwise? It's like, how do you learn to fucking
But isn't that a defeat? Anything? Is that like, so I'm not, I'm not creating excuses.
Because there'd be a lot of people that don't like doing any of that shit.
But the thing is, like, so, the amount of people that will say, oh my God, like, what a fucking, like, what a privileged fuck, like, just do the whole thing. But the other thing is, like, there's another side of the coin, which is, oh, there's a reason why I'm not doing it. And, like, if you address that, like, so I watched a.
Which is what? If you.
It's thinking, okay, everyone thinks differently. What is in. What. Works for one person doesn't work for someone else, and so no, it's but like,
what is the? Because that's not really an answer. Like in terms of why you don't do it, I reckon it's because you think there's other things that are way more important for you to be spending your time on than doing.
I actually don't think it. Like I think about it, and it's not even that. It's that I am thinking about the like when I think about what needs to be done, that feels way bigger to me. It's way easier. All the other things I do. Mm. Do like doing work, doing video editing is way easier for me than knowing, okay, am I going to fuck this? Like if I go, like it's like the microwave, like the thing with the nacho thing is like surely it's just because I thought in the moment like, actually, you know what? Maybe I should wait and like consult with Brie whether I put this in the microwave or I do that. I was like, fucking like. Grow up, just do it. And the problem is that I fucking ended up breaking a plate in half.
But you learn by breaking.
But so you,
you learn yeah, by but this you is, learn by the amount of bowls of oats that I've overflown.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Overflowed mm-hmm. in the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Countless.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't get to me. Just go back. Yeah. Do it again.
But like I think that like, you know, it would be great to have. Not like it, but even think about the spectrum of things you hear about, like people who it's like, oh, yeah, their nonna taught them about X, Y, and Z. If we can get that information and put it on some form of like, I just want to follow a nonna or something on fucking YouTube. It's like, this is how you do.
Look deep enough. They're just not in the algorithm. They're not, they've got 100 subs.
Yeah.
Is there anyone out there?
Yeah. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any suggestions on. Specifically, I need help with the washing thing. The vinegar thing is a great idea. Mm. So, I'll give that a go. Right. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.